everybody. It's a Friday night in the Delaware Valley, 7 o'clock. Big, big night down at Citizens Bank Park, as it is Chase Utley night. I know that I wasn't in it, but I know there were a lot of people headed that way and trying to get in their seats early and in position for the retirement ceremony. So I'm sure there'll be some good highlights of that on social media, and I'll have to check it out. But he was one of my favorite players that I got to cover and watch play when I moved back to Philadelphia. So I thought one of the things, and actually, if you think about it, what a nice thing to at least take some reprieve or take some heat off of just talking about what the Phillies aren't doing on the field, and to be able to enjoy something about being at Citizens Bank Park tonight. And it should be an amazing crowd. I know somebody told me when they got their tickets, like, it's been sold out since they announced that this was the game that it was going to be. So if you have a Chase Utley, and I'm sure many of us have similar favorite moments, but please share. Love to hear it. It's so funny, when he was doing his media session earlier today, I thought to myself, he looks the same except for the gray hair, but he still looks just like he did the day he signed. And I remember that because I actually covered that for Comcast Sportsnet back then. So that was like my assignment for the day. And I remember talking to him and, you know, dropping the, hey, I went to UCLA too, you know, trying to see if he could get inroads with him. One of the things I always did like, I know he didn't enjoy being talking to the media, and he was a man of few words, but you know what? He was a pro's pro. He always, he answered the bell, and I did appreciate that about him, not to mention how he played the game. So if you have that, we can certainly talk about Chase Utley. And if you want to weigh in on the Phillies, I know that Andrew was talking about the lineup tonight. Bryce is leading off again, and Aaron Nola is in the 8 hole, which is interesting. And then Roman Quinn will bat 9th. So we'll see what kind of results, if any, that batting lineup brings this evening. We did have a good draft show last night. Joe Torti and myself, we were there over at the Sixers practice facility, and we went through the whole draft. I was curious if in 24 hours, little less than that, if the feeling about what the Sixers did in with their 5 picks. So they went in with 24, 33, 34, 42, and 54. They came out with 2 players. One they moved up to get. That's Matisse Thybulle. And we'll talk about him in a bit. They had to give Boston the 24th and the 33rd pick to move up to get him. And then the only other pick that they used was number 57, which they got along the way in a trade. But before we make judgment on that they used just these 2 picks, and number 57 is Mario from Ohio State. Oh, my gosh, I'm already drawing a blank on his last name. Anyhow, the likeliness that he can help you right away, probably not. But he's a mature guy. He's going to be 25, actually. He played 3 years at Virginia, was a starter there, and then played at Iowa State. Can shoot the 3 ball. And they wanted a shooter there. But before you pass judgment on, like, Elton Brand selling picks and not using them or giving them for picks down the road, the selling of the picks is important because that money is needed. And as he tries to round out his bench this free agent period, you know, having a million here and a million there could be the difference of making James Ennis be one of your players in the rotation. And in my opinion, he was probably your best bench guy in the postseason. I think he was tough. And if you could bring him back, I think he'd be a good rotation guy. And I know that people say, well, you know, you could, Shayok, thank you, Mario Shayok. I know that people say, you know, you could have picked guys and made them. guys in the second round are not going to be guys who help you win a championship now. It's just not true. And if you look at what Toronto ran out there and who was in their rotation, you know, you have a Serge Ibaka, Fred VanVleet, which at first he was coming off the bench, so let's just say bench, Norman Powell, Marc Gasol was in the starting lineup, but that had flipped, he and Serge, so either way, there. But the point is, when you go into free agency, you know what you are getting because you need some experience. Developing your second rounders for this current team is not the way to go to win next year. It isn't. And I think I, for one, appreciate and like the plan that Elton Brand is putting together there. I did ask him the question, you know, does it make you nervous doing business with a team in your division? And I actually was excited to hear he was the one who picked up the phone to call Danny Ainge. Now, I know there's been a number of articles printed today or, you know, online, however you want to say it, you know, saying that the Sixers tipped their hand, that they wanted Thibault or they had a deal in place with Thibault. First of all, I listened to the kid. He said they had expressed a lot of interest early. That's how the kid phrased it. You can express interest. It doesn't mean that there was nobody else they liked. But I think what Elton hinted at was, you know, we saw people that were going off the board that they thought were going to be around the number they were picking. And I'm assuming one of those was Cam Johnson, who was thought to be in the Sixers, you know, area of where they were picking. And he went number 11. So now here you're looking and you say, Boston has two picks ahead of you. Thibault is still there. But there were others that already had left. The kid, the shooter from Belmont, Windler, Dylan Windler, he went. He hadn't been on any of my mock drafts. I liked him. I was hoping he would fall to the second round and maybe they could steal him there. But I think what you saw, people, one was shooting, was going. And so, you know, you go up to get your guy. And we can talk about what number 20 has produced over the years because there's some interesting names there. And I've had a number of people that I've reached out, scouts and general managers, who say the kid is an amazing defender. And I'll take them at their word. Last year, Thibault had 82 blocks, 126 steals. He had 336 steals for his four-year career at Washington. While he only averaged 9 points, he was part of a 27-win team that had a good run in the Pac-12. He was the defensive player of the year in the Pac-12. And just in talking to him, you can tell the kid gets after it defensively. He takes pride in it. And I think that's a really, really good role player to have. He's not a guy coming in who has a broken shot. He's a guy who sacrificed because there were other guys on his team that were offensively, that it worked for them to not have him take as many shots, spread the wealth. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing him in the Summer League. I really am. And by the way, we'll get to the schedule came out for the Sixers Summer League. They did sign Tobias Harris's younger brother to be on their Summer League team. Not reading too much into it, but I think that's a nice sign that maybe Tobias is going to definitely be here. So his brother will be on the Sixers Summer League, and the Florida State center, he had the third best field goal percentage in Florida State history. Chris Kumaji, I think that's right. Yes, Chris Kumaji. So he's going to be on the Summer League team as well. I didn't hear if Zaire was on there, but I'm holding out that he is as well. Because this gets underway July 5th, which is just around the corner. So I'm a fan of what they did last night. I'm absolutely looking forward to watching what they do in free agency. I did ask Elton last night if, because before this, right at the end, the exit interview press conference, whatever you want to say, at the end of the season, he had two areas to address, and he said shooting and defense. He addressed defense last night, and he said now shooting becomes a priority when free agency opens up. And I think he has a plan. And I'm looking forward to seeing it executed. 610-632-0975. If you know a number 20 pick that you remember from the draft, please throw it out. Otherwise, I'll start to share some with you as we go through this show. But we'll kick things off with Stan and Broomall. Stan, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, what's going on, D?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of annoyed because, like, you know, I'm on Twitter and I'm seeing everybody just crying about these picks. And I'm just like, and I'm watching them read off names, you know, and they're sitting there talking about Draymond Green and Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams and all. And I'm looking at them like, do y'all understand how long these guys were in the league before they actually turned into anything that you're talking about? Like Montrezl Harrell, I remember, was just riding the bench in Houston. He got the shot on the Clippers because they essentially had nobody else to play at that forward position, you know, and when he came off the bench, he's always been a hustle guy. You know, and I'm not saying he hasn't improved, but when you get the opportunity, you get the opportunity. Those guys weren't going to get the opportunity here. They weren't. There's a bunch of young guys who are going to be in the G League for how long, trying to develop. I mean, think about it. Think about how long it took a guy like Bolden to finally even somewhat crack the rotation. And you saw what happened to him in the playoffs. He barely even played in the second round.
Yeah, no.
So I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, like, instead of y'all complaining about it, look at what you did draft. You draft where everybody said was arguably the best perimeter defender in college basketball this year.
He definitely was.
And that's one thing that we've always been crying about,
yep,
saying,
absolutely.
Even with Landry Shamet last year. Landry Shamet was a great player for us as far as what he did. He had a great skill set. And people didn't want to see him go, but it was always a complaint. Oh, his defense. Well, now we got a guy who literally, at the guard position, averages a bunch of blocks and not to mention a bunch of steals.
Yep.
And then his shot can only get better because he does, like you said, his shot's not broken.
No.
I'm not saying he is Landry Shamet, but I think the ceiling for him as a shooter is going to only go up. I think he can only improve. And that's somebody I would not be surprised, if he comes out and he's contributing. You know, I'm not saying into a deep playoff run, but at least during the regular season, building up that way.
I think he's in your top eight players next year.
He definitely is. So anybody else that you were going to grab in the second round, everybody wanted to get Bol Bol, and I wasn't sold on that. And I'm just, like, looking at it like, listen, the only other guy there's two guys, Cam Johnson, but he went a lot earlier than anybody
loved him,
projected.
That goes to show you that he's a legit shooter in most people's mind.
They didn't care that
it was too high. They wanted the guy.
Exactly. And then Phoenix with Devin Booker right there, that's not a bad fit for him. And then I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, the other guy who I saw fall, I said to myself, I wouldn't be surprised, or I wouldn't be mad if the Sixers took a shot, only because of his scoring prowess, what was Kevin Porter. Now,
yes.
I know there was a lot of red flags about the other things with him, but I thought maybe they could take a chance on him. But I wasn't sour when they didn't.
No.
And then Elton Brand saying that he called the Celtics because he wanted Thibault. Like, I know people don't want to do deals with Boston and all that. I understand that. But at the end of the day, when you want your guy, you got to go get your guy.
Yeah,
period.
Exactly. I mean, that's doing your job.
Yep,
that's the way I saw it. Yeah.
And then you want everybody crying about all these free agents and, what are we going to do now and all that. Like, the whole point was they're trying to get their money right. Because they're trying to go after the big fish. That's what they're doing. They're trying to go after all the fishes that they can besides bringing back their own. You know, there's the rumors about them having a conversation with Kawhi. That's all fine and dandy. But at the same time, you need to make sure you have the money to even have a conversation with these guys.
Absolutely. And that's fine. I mean, you can have the conversation at midnight, but we all know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
I absolutely agree. I just feel like these people are just taking things way out of proportion and they need to chill out because they're going to be the same people, you know, cheering for this kid when opening night he gets a steal and a fast break and dunks it. Then everybody's going to forget all about those non-second rounders. Like, come on now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they will also forget when you see a bench that has some experience similar to what you see when you're watching Toronto and Golden State play in the finals.
And they're bringing up people. I heard people bringing up Toronto's bench and they're talking about Fred VanVleet and all these guys. And I'm like, okay, but they're not rookies. You know, these aren't guys who are just in their first, you know what I mean, their first year. Like, they got the blessing of being able to go, you know, at least to the second round, and yeah, they just got swept. But they've had now playoff experience. These are guys who are now
accustomed
to winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you talking about? Like, you can't literally just bring a guy up just because he's a second rounder and say, oh, look what he turned into, and expect him to do anything remotely close to that in the first year of playing with a Sixers team where he's barely going to get the minutes. So then you can sit and complain about him not getting minutes. As like, what are we talking about?
I think everybody should just hold off until they see what
absolutely
what kind of bench he constructs through free agency.
Thank you, D. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, too. Thanks for calling 97.5. Yeah, that's all I was saying last night was this is not a finished product. And how you build your team, there are multiple avenues that you use to do this. And I like that he keeps saying, you know, winning now and how you build to win now with what you have in place is different. You know what you saw with Boston last night? I mean, Danny Ainge can try and go land one of the big stars. He can try because he's going to have the cap space when Kyrie and Al Horford are gone. But when he doesn't, he's more in rebuild mode than the Sixers. The Sixers are in winning mode right now. And Boston, by the loss of those two guys, there's a good chance that they're in the rebuild if they don't land one of those top free agents. They have some nice pieces. He got some stuff in the draft. He has some nice young players in Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. I mean, you have some nice players there, but that's not winning you a championship next year. So there is a difference. And that's why I say I like Elton's approach to what he wants to get done. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Ron in media. Ron, how are you tonight? Thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good, good. I loved the first round pick.
Yes.
But I don't like the fact that we had five picks and we only got out of there with two players.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but I've told you why reasons. Those guys aren't going to be able to help you this year, and I need help now.
And now, how many players do we need to fill out the roster?
Well, with last night's pick and the second guy, so that makes it six that you have will have under contract. And, mm-hmm. You know, you want to have 13.
All right. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, let's put Butler and Tobias in there. So that brings mm-hmm. you up to eight. JJ mm-hmm. would be one that you'd want to add. Is there people behind you? I'm sorry, Ron. It's super loud.
Yeah, let me walk out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. But anyhow,
no.
JJ mm-hmm. would be nine if you could retain him, and then you got to go get four players with your free agent money.
Okay, it does sound feasible.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that pick. Now, what about that the second round pick? This guy's a shooting guard.
He is, and he's an older guy. He played his first 3 years at Virginia, and then he played last year at Iowa State. And he's 24 years old right now, so we'll see. And all those guys on Iowa State's team can shoot. Ron, I'm so sorry, but I have to let you go because the audio behind you is super loud. So if you want to call back, I'll get you right through. But 610-632-0975. One of the things now, since we have identified that shooting is going to be what Elton Brand is looking at, so let's just take Butler and Harris off the table and we'll agree for this moment that they re-sign with the Sixers. Now the real question will be, does J.J. Redick sign here as well? If he does not, then you have to go and start thinking about what are the other shooting guards that are out there. And I have a list. I know one that comes up often, and he is an unrestricted free agent, played for the Knicks, Mario Hezonja. I'm going to look his numbers up, but that one comes up a lot. Now, whether you could land him, I don't know. But I would hope that there's probably plenty of these guys' agents that Elton has been in contact with. And the list is fairly good. Like Seth Curry is another one on there. He played in Portland. He is an unrestricted free agent. I like lineage. I've thrown this name out there before. Wayne Ellington. He's 31, but I would do that. You don't want Furkan back, or do you? I don't. And Austin Rivers, not sure that's... I'd have to look up his shooting numbers. But there are guys, Wesley Matthews is a name that often comes up. You know, there's guys out there you can do. Now, I'll couple it with, I'll look at the unrestricted, not restricted, because restricted, it's kind of crazy, but I mean, you'd have to really do something for the other team to not want him back, which is, so let's just focus on the unrestricted guys, and then we'll look at money. We're looking for a lower tier money guy, because if you could bring back JJ, you still need another shooter, in my opinion. JJ and one more. And you can toss it up. You can have JJ come off the bench if you want, if that's what you prefer, and have slide a lesser name into the starting lineup with your big four. That I have no problem with that. And you probably, it's not an absolute, but you probably need a backup point guard, just in case. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Ramin in West Philly. Ramin, thanks for calling 97.5.
Yes, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I like what we done last night at the draft, right? But here's what I had a problem with.
Okay.
We had four first-round draft picks. Second-round draft picks,
yep.
Correct. Right. I looked at, right, Phoenix giving away Warren, right? And we didn't even attempt to try to make that move for Warren. They gave Warren away, right? Now, and I remember now, they said Warren contract, he got one of the sweetest contracts in the NBA. He's making like $32 million for like he got like 2 years left on his contract or whatever.
Right.
Now, he's the scorer. He gets buckets. He can shoot at all three levels. And I'm thinking like, if we lose, let's just say we lose Tobias, like he can step right in for Tobias or somebody like that. Or we could use him coming off the bench. He could have been a great bench player for us.
Well, here, let me ask you this. First of all, money-wise, if you do that, you're now screwing yourself up for the rest of free agency.
Well, I'm saying, what does contract look like?
I can tell you, I want to say I thought I read that it was $19 million. Yeah, he's got 35 remaining on his deal. So it was close to $19
million. Yeah, but I'm saying, is it a guarantee that Tobias or Jimmy come back?
Well, I mean, I guess the point was, though, this was a trade. What are you giving up to get T.J. Warren? That's what I'm saying.
Indiana ain't give him nothing when you look at the trade. Indiana, what they gave him? Money? And they gave him money and something, like a second-round pick. They gave them a second-round pick.
Well,
money.
Yeah, they did it because they had the salary cap space. But I'm just saying that you would be choosing, if you wanted to get involved in this, you're saying you'd rather have T.J. Warren than a Tobias Harris.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, I'm saying that's the only way you could do it.
I think he's a notch under Tobias, right? But what I'm saying, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that's the only way you could do it if you sacrificing one or the other.
Right, if you did that deal yesterday, you immediately take on his salary. Now your cap space just took a $20 million hit.
Right, but I'm looking at it from the long haul. Like I probably would do it because I'm looking at if we sign Tobias to a max and Jimmy to a max, and then we still got to sign JJ. That's going to put us in a hell of a situation. And like I think I spoke to you like a couple weeks ago saying that I like Jimmy, but I can't see us give. I wouldn't give him the 190 for 5 years.
I got
like, due to his age and everything. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay, so you would have been one of this T.J. Warren you would rather have than a Butler. Is that what you're saying? And I would get it. The kid is 25 years old. I get that part of it.
I'm saying it from a standpoint of I don't want us to be strapped, whereas though we stuck with like anything happened to Jimmy due to his play falling off, or you know he got a lot of mileage.
Right. Well, all I'm saying, Ramin, is that you can make that choice, but then you're not interested in bringing Jimmy back. You have to choose between them. Is all I'm saying. You would have
right.
to choose. So let's just if you could make that deal, because obviously Indiana did. You have Tobias, you have Jimmy, and you have T.J. Warren. Now, if you start negotiating and word gets out, then the word is out on the street that you're negotiating for Warren. Clearly, Tobias and Jimmy say, well, one of us is obviously out. Now you've created that they could go and walk as well.
Well, I guess.
Yep.
I'm just hoping everything falls into play as far as
I think you're going to have them both back. I think in 2 weeks or 3 weeks' time, you'll know that. All right?
So you think Tobias won't get the max, too?
I don't know if they'll give him the 5 years, but I think he's going to get close to it, yeah.
Close to the max?
I think so.
So you don't think no discounts? We might don't get a discount or nothing like that.
I don't think it's not a year for discounts because there's too many people who have cap space who want these guys, unfortunately.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
We'll talk soon, Ramin. Thanks much.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate you calling 97.5. I hit the wrong button there. All right, 610-632-0975. What did you make? Did a little time help you realize and maybe like a little more what the Sixers did with the draft last night? They went in with 5 picks. They came out with 2 players. One they moved up to get. One they moved back to get. And one certainly looks like he's going to be part of the rotation next year. And if you want to weigh in with one of your favorite Chase Utley memories, please share. 610-632-0975. D-Line with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's the biggest summer party ever.
And you are invited.
Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 hits Philly on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. The party is free.
But you have to win tickets to get in.
3, 2, 1. Listen all week as we give away the ultimate summer party tickets. Fanatic Fan Fest 2019, Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. And only from your summer party station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Brought to you by our exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. Online at turnersvillejeep.com.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you tired of dealing with those old, inefficient windows in your house? Well, maybe it's time to go Gaida. How about that drafty, beat-up-looking entry door you've painted over more times than you can count? Go Gaida. Need added protection from the elements with a new storm door? Go Gaida. And what about that sliding patio door or garage door you've been meaning to replace? Go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And to help you get your project started, Gaida is offering 20% off all windows and doors, and they're going to allow you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay it off interest-free. That's right, 20% instant savings with the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. This offer for a limited time only, so what are you waiting for? It's finally time that you go Gaida. Call today and schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or check them out online at GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up this spring at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar of events. On Saturday, June 22nd, come out for Creekside's Breast Cancer Benefit. It'll be a great night full of fun for a great cause, with raffles, a 50-50, giveaways, and more. Don't forget, if you're having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar featuring the top brands of liquor, domestic, imported, and specialty bottled beers, with VIP bottle service always available. Starting this month, you can start your night off right and come down to Creekside Cabaret's brand new extended happier hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday for great fun and great drink specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only True Gentlemen's Club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
You're driving across the country by yourself, bucket list style, and your mom is freaked. Say, it's fine, Mom. I've got this, Mom. I'm not a child driving in the ditches anymore, Mom. Most importantly, you have AAA. If anything calms the nerves of the number one worrier in your life, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance in the country. So roll the windows down and hit the road with confidence. AAA, go ahead. And P.S., remember to buckle up. for mom.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
My portfolio's diversified, my 401k's maxed, but my savings account just sat there till I switched to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm earning way more now, just between you and me. My savings are right on track, feels like I got upgraded for free.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn four times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Don't miss your chance to buy the RV of your dreams during the Summer RV Super Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Choose from a variety of RV floor plans, colors, and sizes, all marked in incredible sizzling RV summer savings. Only at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall.
Sports talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
97.5. The Fanatic.
We continue here on 97.5, The Fanatic. So the NBA draft, there was great anticipation because it was a different kind of draft for the Sixers last night. So often in recent years, they've been playing in the lottery. And though I did feel like last night had some of the similar feelings as a year ago when there was anger when Bridges was traded to the Suns and the Sixers ended up with Zaire Smith and that unprotected lottery pick from the Miami Heat, which has now since been moved in the trade to get Tobias Harris. And last night when they moved up to get Matisse Thybulle, they gave up their 33rd pick to Boston and their 24th pick to get Boston's 20th pick. And then people thought, okay, well, you drafted your defense. Now here comes picks number 33 and 34. And lo and behold, 33, Carson Edwards went to the Boston Celtics. And people were like, oh my gosh, how can this be? I mean, well, later on when Joe comes for the crossover hour, we might have to replay his reaction because he was beside himself. Me personally, I had not been as high on Carson Edwards as everybody else. I hope for the kid. Maybe he'll be able to be a solid player in the NBA. But I just thought, you know, the undersized guard, while you can give examples of guys who have had success and the one that, you know, that's drafted in the second round, Isaiah Thomas comes to mind. Isaiah Thomas had the one really, really, really good year, and he's dealt with injuries since. But most of the other undersized guards have been lottery picks. And if that's not the case, then I think you see the league. It's going in a direction. I'm not saying there are no small guards. I'm not saying that. But by and large, you know, you have these long wing players, and guys like Ben Simmons can post a guy like a Carson Edwards. So I, for one, didn't think that was the guy to have. And I'm just totally fine with Elton Brand getting his shooting in free agency. And I threw a couple names out before we went to break. I can continue to share some of those with you as well. 610-632-0975. Linda in Mayfair is with us. Linda, thanks for calling 97.5.
Denise, I had to stop writing housing applications. My hand is crippled.
Oh, no.
My brain is crippled, and I am so glad you're on. So just pretend you're teaching a class.
Okay.
But I need your advice. Now, I listened to you guys last night.
Right.
And I mean sincerely. It's the first time I ever listened to the draft on the radio, and I picked you guys.
Nice. Thank
you. I didn't. Well, no, because if I want to learn, I got to learn from the best. And I consider you absolutely one of the best, okay?
Yes.
Because at least you have, well, most of the time you have patience. I ain't saying with me, but you mostly have patience. So just say he picked who he picked. Now, I didn't have no problem with that, Denise, because you had explained we're going to get defenders first. And that's groovy. And then later on, we'll get shooters. And then the names appeared. And now, I know you're going to laugh. I hope you do. Oh, I picture, I can't even think of his name, Elton Brand sitting there, a big lollipop. And Danny Ainge rubbing his hands together. And when when the pick came up, you guys were laughing, both of you, real. And I said, oh, no. Boston just picked.
Right.
Probably
well,
the
Sixers picked it for them. They have to pick it. But they were picking for Boston at the time. But what I didn't know at the time, Linda, because everybody immediately, the reaction was, oh, my gosh, Danny Ainge made them throw in the 33rd pick. And I remember Joe asked me, why wouldn't he give him the 34th pick? And I said, because I'm guarantee you Danny wants to pick again in front of them, just like he did in the first round. So the bottom line was, after the whole thing was over, I asked Elton about it, and lo and behold, it wasn't Danny who called them. It was Elton who called Danny with the deal.
Well, I heard that, but then I heard on other stations, because I listen all over the place,
yes,
that wasn't true. And he had to say that.
So
he didn't look like a fool, okay?
Well, because there were other people who were painting the picture that Boston knew that Matisse was a guy they had made a deal with him. I will tell you, that is not what the kid said on the phone. The kid said they expressed early interest and a lot of it. That's not making a deal, but okay, so people might have known that's who they liked. There's no secret in that.
Well, that's why I'm asking you, Denise.
Yes.
Because I believe you. I'm not arguing with you.
No, that's fine. Everybody can have their opinion.
Well, I don't, because you know I don't know much about this stuff, but I just hope to God that we got to get shooters, Denise. Got to get a bench. I'm getting scared, honey.
No, don't, because free agency has not opened yet. Believe me, I'm looking at a list. There are plenty of shooters that they can target in this free agency for the right amount of money and the people who have some experience. That's what I think you should focus most on. He will get a bench, I'm telling you. By the time the end of July rolls around, I think you're going to like, it won't be fancy names on the bench, but I think you're going to like it when it plays out.
Well, that's all I want to know. Now I can go have my dinner.
All right.
Thank you, Miss Denise.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks, and have a great night. Have a great weekend. And thanks for calling 97.5. All right, let's go to Pat in Glen Mills. Pat, thanks for calling 97.5.
It's always a pleasure.
Nice to hear from you.
I wanted to talk about the draft, obviously.
Okay.
Just the comments you... there really hasn't been a lot of coverage about exactly what did go on. In fact, I don't even know. I had, at one point, to give up, and I went to bed before they did the 42nd pick and the 54th pick.
Yeah.
And I still haven't heard what happened to those picks.
42, they traded away. 54 also traded. And then in return, they got 57.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as they got some assets back, because, you know, with Elton Brand, he just doesn't have that long a history. And after the last dope that was general manager,
yep.
You know, like, I'm a little gun shy. I, you know, like, I have, I'm a hinky guy, and like a lot of hinky guys, I don't trust the organization, and I don't trust Adam Silver, and I don't know about Elton Brand. Silver twisted their arm and made them get rid of hinky. They made it so painful that if they kept them that.
That was a while ago, a long time ago, and
yes.
Actually it was yes. Hinkie who, he may not have liked the position of having somebody come in above him, which at that time was Colangelo, the older Colangelo, but at
right.
at the end of the day, he wrote his long and very detailed letter of resignation, so he
right.
did make his own choice. I will tell you this. If you look at what Elton has done in terms of the trades this in season, and now give a chance to for this kid to play out and for him to
right.
go into
yeah.
free agency by himself. Me personally, when I talk to Elton, one, he comes across very smart to me. Two, he is very well connected to other general managers and agents in this league. And I think having good relationships with people matter. So I think that's one. And the last thing, I did not know, but when you sell those draft picks, I didn't know you were allowed to, like, that's tacking on money to your cap space right here and now in this moment. So
neither did I. I wasn't aware of that either. So
right. So if you can add an extra $5 million instead of taking a guy at 42 and 54, it wasn't that high, but I mean, it's more than a million, then, and you
right.
can do
well,
that.
You know, anything that they can add to the cap this year is
correct.
Really important.
Exactly. So I'm okay with it. I just say let's let it play out through the end of July and see where the roster is at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any objections to the pick. I mean, what do I know? What do any of us really know about this kid,
yeah.
except that he looks like an athlete. I mean, at least he does look like an athlete. What I didn't like was the fact that, and you know, why not 33? Why not give them 34 instead of 33?
Because there's two parts to every deal, Pat. And 33 was, as Elton Brand said, that was the asking price or the going rate. That's how it went down. And if you got your guy, then and you didn't mind parting with 33, then I think you got to wait and see how it works out. We'll see who's the better player in a Matisse or in a Carson Edwards as it goes through the year. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque?
Mm-hmm, not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio
show.
Good call. The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/1/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggy pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
How do I adjust the thermostat again?
With your phone.
My phone?
Or your tablet.
My tablet?
Or just ask Alexa.
Who's Alexa? Control your thermostat with your phone, tablet, or Alexa with a connected thermostat from Pierce Phelps Bryant. They'll do whatever it takes to keep your system simple and affordable, including great financing offers up to 72 months, subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting. At Nolan Painting, we believe that everyone who puts in an honest day's work should expect to earn a living wage. If you have solid work experience, we can start you at $15 an hour, and we'll teach you how to paint. From there, you will steadily earn more as you grow into the job and become a valuable member of our winning team. You can expect bonuses, health insurance, a 401k plan, and a great work environment. We're actively hiring positive people. If this sounds interesting to you, contact us at nolanpainting.com.
Innovation doesn't always mean adding blades. So Gillette made SkinGuard, their first razor that actually helps stop shaving irritation, razor bumps, and razor burn. Here's what guys are saying after trying Gillette SkinGuard.
I was a little skeptical at first because there are so many razors that claim this or that. My skin is really sensitive and I tried it and was blown away.
I had the first pain-free shave in almost 26 years.
Enough said. Try Gillette SkinGuard and stop shaving irritation or get your money back.
You know that maintaining your home indoors and out means working with the best brands. Lowe's helps you do it right by carrying trusted names like John Deere and Craftsman. And we help you save on them too. Now when you buy a John Deere Z-Track Zero Turn Mower, get a $200 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. And you can get your choice of a Craftsman 20-volt max cordless string trimmer or a Craftsman 2-tool 20-volt max power tool combo kit for $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/26, U.S. only. John Deere offer excludes California, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Fill a tote and save at your local fine wine and good spirits premium collection store. Plus, get a free tote. Coupon required. Offer ends June 23rd, 2019.
Your station for Philadelphia Soul Arena Football.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We're about 24 hours after the NBA draft began last night. And it took a while, but eventually the Sixers selected a little earlier than we anticipated because they jumped up to 20, trading 24 and 33 to Boston and then selecting Matisse Thybul out of Washington. As a couple general managers, one said he is an amazing defender. Another told me that has Bruce Bowen-like potential. And if he can come close to that, I would love his role on the Philadelphia 76ers for a long, long time. So let me just give you a couple of names before we hit back to the phones. I did not know at number 20, and this was in 2016. Caris LeVert was a number 20 pick, and he had a heck of a year. I know he was hurt for a little bit for Brooklyn. So I loved that name. And in 2012, Evan Fournier, who now is in Orlando, the Nuggets took him then. I think he's had a very good NBA career. Now, because one of the earlier callers said, you know, these people don't, they don't contribute. I think actually he was talking about second round guys. I want to see how soon. I know Caris LeVert in 2016, so this past year was the 18-19 season. So he's young in his career, but that was a breakout year for him. And Fournier, I'll see how soon he was a contributor. Obviously, he got moved because he's now in Orlando, and he was originally drafted by Denver. But those are just a couple of most recent names. Tony Snell is another one taken at number 20, which is where Thibault was taken as well. And obviously, it is impacted by who was in the draft and are the people selecting at that point what their needs were and then choosing accordingly, or if they take best player available. Let's go back to the phones and join Scott in South Jersey. Scott, thanks for calling 97.5.
How are you doing tonight, Dee?
I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm doing great, too. I was a little bit annoyed last night when I went to bed because, you know, when you watch the draft, you want to see Adam Silver up there as much as possible saying your team's name,
yes,
whether you care about the guy or not. But I slept on it, and I can't be mad at Elton Brand for putting us in a better cap situation and really wanting to attack this summer of free agency.
Yeah, I like it, personally.
I love it.
You know what I think, Scott? I'm going to just say I like that he understands that the approach when you get to a place of where you now have cornerstones and you're trying to sign these two high-level free agents, that your approach does have to change as a general manager than, you know, where you were home growing stuff for, say, 5-6 years as an organization. So
exactly.
I appreciate that he understands the difference.
Yeah, all it means to me is that we're going to have maybe one of our draftees in the G League this year as opposed to three. That's all that means.
Exactly.
So what do you think about our second pick? I'm not a I wanted us to take Bobo. I wanted us to secure that that second.
Well, I got news.
Position.
Yeah, but I think you're going to like this kid there out of Florida State. I just in the last break looked at him on YouTube.
Chris, Iowa State?
No, not the kid they took in the draft. This guy they signed as a free agent. His name is Chris Kumaji. And he's 7'4". When you look at it, you're going to look and think he looks like the skinny Manute Bol kind. But he had the third best field goal percentage ever in the history of Florida State basketball. But go to YouTube because I think you'll enjoy. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in the summer league. But I like that they went and got this kid.
Yeah, that's awesome. Can he move? Can he move?
Yes, you'll
That's
see him.
Awesome.
You see him in the low post. Now he does.
Oh,
he's very long and lanky. Like it looks a lot like Manute Bol did. So and their YouTube highlights, but that he moves with ease is a definite. Does he need more weight? Probably, but
all
at 7'4", he can bother people.
Yeah, Joe will take him to Chick-fil-A. They'll get some shakes. They'll have a good night. What do you think of Matisse? Because I honestly probably watched him play once or twice during the season, didn't know him too well, but I got caught in a YouTube poll today watching probably an hour of him, and I like him a lot.
Well, what I got to tell you is a while back, I had seen him play once, and he became the guy that I was kind of you ask anybody here, he's the first name I said a while ago that I liked. And it was because of his defense and his defensive numbers. But then I had started reading articles about him, and he was such a mature kid. At least that's what came across when you saw or heard, you know, read the interviews and what he would say and answer questions. And then because I happened to like photography and I took photography in school, I found he has a second Instagram, not his name. He has a big one and then a little one. But his little one shows all of his photography. And I was so captivated by the kid that for me personally, I hope he's as good a player because I just have enjoyed learning things about him and his family.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I think, like, who do you think it compares to? When I saw him anticipating the passes and the highlights and stuff like that here with his big wingspan, he kind of reminded me of Rocco, kind of a Kawhi in that way.
Right. Rocco is one of the names. I'll give you two others. Rajah Bell and Bruce Bowen. Now, at 6'8", what is he, 6? No, he's 6'5". Yeah, so he would be the same size as those two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too turned off from him because of the offense, because I think that was more his role on the team.
Correct.
Like if he wanted to take 20 shots a game, he would have averaged 15 to 16 a game.
Right, right. I mean, I go by the percentages. Now his yep. And everybody wants to look just at this past year. He did not shoot a great three-point percentage, but he had 3 years of shooting very decent three-point percentage. One of them was over 40.
And you know what? When he goes up to shoot it, it's a pure
motion. It's a pure
shot. He doesn't stop. There's no hesitation at all. It's like he steps into it perfectly. It looks like it could be good at some point.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Scott. Thanks.
I think
it's going to be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to the Summer League personally.
Yeah, me too.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for calling 97.5. Yeah, he does. That's a good point by Scott. His jumper, there doesn't look anything wrong with it. He just didn't have as many opportunities. And again, everybody thinks like Washington is not a winning situation. You know what? This year they won 27 games. They were a good team this year. And so it's not like the year where Markell was there. And that was under different leadership. Coach Romar, I think that's right. Yeah, Romar. This team was actually very good, and he was a good big part of that. We're coming back to Drew and Ike and Raul and Mike. We're all on the other side. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Trey Thomas with BlueChew.com. Did you know having sex at least once a week can lower a man's risk of heart disease by 30%, diabetes by 40%, and stroke by 50%? It's also been shown that men with an active sex life are more likely to live past 80 years old. So the next time you see an old head, salute that man because he was wearing somebody out. If you're trying to tap into the benefits of a healthy sex life and go extra rounds in the bedroom, go to BlueChew.com to get the first chewable that kicks your performance in the bedroom up a notch. With the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, you know they work, and since they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast. You can take them day or night on a full or empty stomach. BlueChew.com chewables are cheaper than the old school Viagra and Cialis. No more awkward doctor or pharmacy visits. BlueChew.com chewables are prescribed online by a doctor during a free online consult and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com, use the promo code 975 to get your first order free. Pay just $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 975. Chew it and do it.
For 3 days only, it's Power Penny Days at JCPenney. This Friday to Sunday, score deals at Pack-a-Punch, like savings on select JCPenney home bath towels, only $5. Select colorful men's and women's tees for $7. And check out select City Street swimwear for him and her, just $9. All these deals and no coupon needed. Put the pow in your weekend with great finds at JCPenney. Offers valid 6/21 to 6/23. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The crack of the bat. The thrill of a long fly ball. You know what that means. It's time to swing on in to Delilah's. Philly's number one baseball headquarters. Before, during, or after the game.
Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is on deck with great specials during all home games featuring Coors Light, but it doesn't stop there. Join the world's most beautiful showgirls for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. A complimentary gourmet buffet 7 days a week from 5 to 7 p.m. And late night dining until 1 a.m. Delilah's is just minutes from the stadium complex with ample free parking. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. You and your crew looking to knock it out of the park? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800. That's 215-625-2800. Or visit Delilahs.com.
This is Andrew Salchunas for the Fanatics Weekend Action Report presented by Action Rental. We have a beautiful weekend in store for baseball in Philadelphia. The Phillies will play a three-game series with the Marlins at home with temperatures in the low 80s throughout game time. Friday's game is at 7 o'clock, Saturday is at 4, and Sunday will be at 105. And although hockey is done, the NHL draft will take place Friday and Saturday. This was your Weekend Action Report presented by Action Rental. Workers needing equipment, stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call Action Rental today online at actionrental.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting. Have you ever thought about becoming a painter? Painters make good money, have an interesting job, and a sense of pride. At Nolan Painting, you can learn a craft and help improve homes and neighborhoods in our region. We'll teach you how to paint. You just need to bring a great attitude. We're looking for upbeat people who have solid previous work experience, a valid driver's license, and a vehicle. You'll earn a good wage, work with a great team, and have opportunities to grow. If you're interested, go to NolanPainting.com.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisqué.com. So just in that break, because I had recommended to go look at highlights of Chris Camaggi, who's going to play with the Sixers in the Summer League, but he played 4 years at Florida State. He is 7'4", weighs 265. He averaged 1.4 blocks per game. And points-wise, you know, not a big-time scorer, 6.6, but he can run the floor, and he can rebound. He is a rim protector, and he can catch anything that you throw at the rim for him to dunk. But he will be an interesting prospect to look. And he went to the high school, Montverde Academy, which was the that's the same place, I believe, that Joel Embiid started. He was either his first or second high school when he came over here to the United States. It's definitely the same. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, thanks, Dee. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, you too. How are you today?
Good. Just getting ready to watch a little bit of the NHL draft, the draft going on. Yeah,
I saw that online.
Right. Yeah, it's a shame because New Jersey and the Rangers got the first 2 picks, so it just adds more superstars to the Metropolitan Division. You know, just
we like competition, Drew. Come on now.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't help the Flyers or my team either. Mm-hmm. So. But anyway, about the Sixers and their pick with Matisse Thybulle and all. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not the most educated basketball fan. You know, hockey's my jam, so I could talk more hockey than basketball. But I thought it made sense from a logistical standpoint to make the pick they did. It seems like they really did their homework on this guy, and yep, they really just wanted this guy from the start. And even if it made them have to do that trade with Boston, they were going to just do whatever it took to get that done.
Correct. They couldn't help that Boston happened to be right around them with picks. I mean, that's just circumstance, and they had 2 of them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, right. Just so happened to be that's what they had to do. And but you know, everything I'm reading about this guy and looking at some of his plays, he just seems like a real good character guy. You know, the whole story with his mom and everything.
Oh,
like I was watching him last night, man. I was almost tearing up a little bit about it. You know, it was it was a heartbreaker. So, I mean, he definitely has the heart and the passion, it seems like, to do whatever it takes to succeed. So I got to love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, I mean, we look at other teams who have, you know, a guy that's a specialist in one area, but doesn't mean he doesn't have a complete game. And I think we, just because they point out that this kid is a defender, doesn't mean he doesn't do other things. It's just that he does that at a high level.
No, and I'm just worried, you know, because he comes from Washington. I haven't seen, you know, obviously many Washington games. I don't know much about him, and I'm just hoping that he doesn't carry over any, you know, Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, I don't think
bad of you know, juju, whatever, you know, Markelle Fultz had with him. You know what I mean? Like any of that stuff.
Yeah, I know that you get wary. The same thing I said doing business with Danny Ainge. You know, people get a little nervous because he's done so well in the past. Not just against the Sixers, but other teams. And the same thing, you can't, I asked Elton about that because it was Washington. And he said, you know, you can't worry about what happened in the past. You got to look at your current situation, and they wanted this guy.
Yeah, no, they definitely did. From everything I'm reading, it definitely seems like they got their guy they wanted.
Yep, absolutely.
So, all right, thanks, D.
All right, you got it, Drew. Have a great night. Enjoy that NHL draft. And thanks for calling 97.5. Just so I make it clear, I think I have said it this way, but the kid, Chris Kumaji, out of Florida State, he's on their summer league team. What happens beyond that, I'm not sure. But he will be on their summer league team, along with Matisse will play, the kid from Mario Shayok, who was selected 57 out of Iowa State. Zaire Smith has said he wants to play, and so I would assume that will be another body on that roster. And then I don't know about like a Shake Milton. He was their pick last year, and he was on a two-way contract. I would assume that the Sixers have the right to offer him a two-way again before somebody else could do that, I believe. This is the first time I'm dealing with returning two-way guys, so I'll do some research into that. But if he is, you would assume that Shake Milton would be on that roster as well. Let's check in with Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, what's going on, D?
How are you?
All right. So, I ain't gonna lie. I was one of the people that was frustrated last night. Not by the pick of from a kid from Washington. That's cool. I just was not liking how we dealt with all our picks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
If the money that he got for dealing those picks gets you a shooting free agent that will have a little more experience than a second round pick last night, will you be okay with that?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I'm a little, you know, after a day you chill out a little bit.
Right.
But the thing I was saying, like, I was saying, like, that pick number 42 where you got rid of Simmons, I was like, for real, $1 million, saving $1 million really going to make that huge of a difference?
Well, you say that, but when you are so cap, they're about to be really tight with the cap in signing Butler and Harris. So you say that, like, I'm looking at some of these shooting guards that are unrestricted free agents, and, like, you can get one of them for 1.8. You actually can. So that $1 million could be the difference between you being able to get one, an extra guy, and not.
All right, that's reasonable. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
And I know you've been, I think I just missed you when you started naming some of the people who you'd like or you're looking at. But say, you know, everybody keep talking about running back, right?
Yeah.
I'm cool with running it back, but I want to run it back with a little switch of our bench, because that was the part that hurt us,
right?
Our bench. So I was wondering, who are you like, that people that we could get off the bench, that maybe come off the bench, somebody different?
All right, let me ask you if you like this. The one guy I would like back from the bench, because I thought he played very well in the postseason, and I like his toughness, was Ennis, James Ennis.
Yeah, Ennis was cool. I thought you were going to say Mike Scott.
No. Ennis is the one. And I think, like, that $1 million could be the difference for being able to try to get him back.
Oh, yeah, and I'm cool with
so
that.
So that one I would like. And then I threw out, I don't know, do you like Mario Hezonja from the Knicks as a shooter?
Actually, yeah, I'll be cool with that.
Now, that one, the reason I throw him out, he made 6'5". 6.5 million. So that would be part of your mid-level exception if you could get a guy like that, and then you still have money.
Different place, some sometimes, you know, it might click in a different place for a person.
Sure. Right.
But yeah, I liked him. I liked him when he came out. Not that he lived up to it, but like I said, you never know. I think that's pretty good.
I mean, and like I'm going to tell you, there's two that are in Portland, both unrestricted. A Rodney Hood. I'll go and double check the numbers, but I like Rodney Hood. And Seth Curry.
Yeah, now, here's the thing. With Rodney Hood, actually both of them probably did made some money off of that playoff run, because I know Rodney Hood.
He had a heck of a playoff.
Shots, yeah, and everything.
But I'm going to tell you, he only made three. Cool. Rodney Hood only made 3.3, and Seth was under three. He was 2.7.
Yeah, and Seth is the type of guy I think we could really use. Like, you know how everybody talk about they want Carson Edwards because he could shoot? That would be Seth Curry.
Right, exactly. And he's
a proven
commodity who's been in the playoffs. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, thanks, man. I was already off the roof, but you brought me down to the first level.
So all right, cool I feel better. I feel better about it together. Thanks.
All right, take it easy. Thanks.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling 97.5. No, I'm telling you, now again, you're fighting with other people, but if you have targeted, you know, a couple of these guys that you like as proven, the reason I brought up Rodney Hood and Seth Curry is because Ike's right. I mean, they were good in the postseason, you know, and in terms of Seth, you got to like the lineage from dad to brother to you. I don't know. I just think you got to, there are outside factors, and it's true. It would be, now you're getting for the similar kind of money, maybe slightly more, but a proven part of it. And that's why I have no problem with Elton's current plan. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike in Williamstown. Mike, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
It's always a pleasure to listen to you. I love your knowledge.
Thank you.
Enjoyed your father, everything about the basketball knowledge.
Thanks.
I'm not going to grade the draft yet, Dee, because I'm holding more onto a comment that Elton said. And it's not the exact verbiage, but it's along the lines of, it may not make sense now, but it will later.
Yep.
So I'm going to hold on to that comment. Then I will grade this draft. I'm not disappointed. I'm not overly excited, you know?
Yep. No, that's fair.
I like the kid we grabbed at 20, but I'm going to hold on to that. Trust him.
Yep.
I like his IQ, Elton Brand. I always, very intelligent. He's got a high basketball IQ.
He does. And I think he handles himself well.
Absolutely. And I just think it's, you know, you've got a lot of guys this morning on sports radio, and a lot of guys were maybe not so much bashing, but only a second guess what we did. But yeah. I'm going to hold on and see what we have in store, and then I'll base,
a grade on
the draft.
I'm glad you brought up his comment, because I thought about part of what I was going to talk about tonight. Which comment was better? Because the last night's was, it'll all make sense soon. And I said, wow, that's a great line. And then I remembered he had the great line when he signed here with the Sixers as a player and telling everybody he took the Philly Max.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you know, I like that. That's a great point, too, both comments. But this has me wondering, and maybe we can talk about that moving forward. Maybe this, you know, maybe obviously he knows something we don't as the outsiders, but maybe this means we're going to keep the Jimmy Butler and Tobias around. Maybe they've already kind of verbally committed to us, which would be wonderful.
And that very well could be. I mean, I will tell you this. One of the things I have experienced just in talking to Elton now in this new position, he has very good relationships with people around the league, and in particular with agents, and he talks a lot to agents. So I think he has an idea of what those guys are going to do. I'm not saying that they aren't going to listen to another team, but I think he believes he's in the driver's seat and that they want to come back here. I
agree.
The only way that could change is if something drastic has a different player moving somewhere that we had not totally thought of, and
right,
it comes out, and
right,
it's just like kind of comes out of nowhere. And then maybe
I would agree with that thought process, Dee, 100%. And what I've always liked about Elton is he's not a smoke and mirror guy.
Nope.
He pulls it straight from his hip.
Yep.
You got to appreciate that. And
that's why,
like I said, I'm pretty optimistic. That comment means more to me, as I said, than the players we got, because it's got me thinking that we can keep our team intact as is.
Sure.
And then these youngsters can grow.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely.
All right. Steve, thanks for taking my call. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling 97.5. All right. I just want to tell, look, you know what? See, Rodney Hood, who's 25 years old, he was the 23rd pick in the draft in 2014 by the Utah Jazz. But I want to see what he shot in the postseason. Now, again, I don't know what kind of market will... Why did he play so few games? Was he hurt this year? Oh, no, I see. He got traded. I forgot. He started out with Cleveland and finished with Portland. But with Portland, he averaged 24 minutes. And he clearly had his best time in the postseason. And he shot 35% from three. Now, he only averaged 9.5 points. But in big moments, he came through. I mean, I just remember watching that one game in the postseason. That was a great series, too. Now I'm trying to think, who were they playing against? Was that against Houston? No. I'll have to go back and look. I can't remember that. Denver. Thank you. That's right, because Denver was number two seed. That's right. Yeah, that was an awesome series. But Rodney Hood and Seth were two that came to my mind in looking at unrestricted free agents that are shooting guards that you could go out and get. And just what I said about an hour ago, that I still would like to have J.J. Redick back. Now, I don't know if you can afford that, but I think when you look and you see some of these shooting guards, given the people that are on the floor, these guys would produce for this team because you have to honor playing an Embiid, a Butler, a Tobias. I know Ben can run a show, certainly in the regular season. And I mean, so a shooter with those four pieces can get it done. Let's go to Ramon in Mount Airy. Ramon, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, what's going on, D?
How are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful, D. Wonderful. After hearing Elton Brand on the with his interview today.
Yes.
I'm good. You know, I wasn't looking at the draft for anything. Outside of the first two, maybe three picks, there was nothing that was going to make an impact for you right away.
Right.
But who they got, Matthias, is that correct?
Yep.
All right, Matthias. He's been in it.
Matisse Thybulle.
Matisse.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the fighter, Matthias.
Yeah, that's fine.
But he's been around. He's solid. And we need a wing play. That was something that hurt us in the beginning of the year last year. And once they lost Covington, that was the go-around. Oh, we lost. And we did. We kind of lost a wing person. But he comes in. It's a safe pick. It's a solid pick.
Yes.
His interview, he sacrifices offense for the team. That's what you want. Somebody that understands their role.
Yep.
And he does that. And as far as with Elton, alongside of the one, it'll make sense in the end. It was the other comment where he said, I'm trying to build something for 10 years. I'm not, and we never had that before. But what we had before was something other than this. It wasn't a plan.
He referred to the plan numerous times.
Which
I like. I mean, this is like if you're going to build a house, you have an architect draw you a design. This guy has a design.
He has a design, and he knows the financial means to have that design built.
Yep.
And he's every dime is right. I'm getting this. A million here. Give me $500,000 over there.
Yep.
Because we can run it back. And yep. I'm with you, D. If you can, bring J.J. back, because what we have here, anything we plug in at that spot,
yep,
it's going to just enhance this team.
I mean, I'm just going to say, I just looked up, Seth Curry shot 45% from three.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, somebody will say, well, he only averaged 8 points. That was his role on that team. But
exactly.
I'll take a 45% three-point shooter off my bench.
I'll take it, too, when he's taking probably, what, 10 attempts? I mean, 6 attempts a game?
Right.
You know? Yeah. I take those odds all day.
Yeah.
Let's go to Parks and put that there.
Exactly.
All right, D, thanks for taking the call.
All right, Ramon, have a great Friday night. I appreciate you calling 97.5. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. In addition to what I really tried to do was kind of cross over. I wanted the unrestricted free agents, and then I wanted the high three-point percentage guys, and you believe me, you can find them. They are there. And so I think finding the shooters is more likely, and a guy like Matisse can come in and defend now. he has the size. He's old enough, like meaning his body. He's a 22-year-old kid. He's got 4 years of college experience under his belt. And I think his ability, because he's so, he really is unique defensively because of the blocks and the steals and the volume at which he has done this. And so that to me quicker, that translates quicker to the NBA game than a lot of these shooters you would get at that number. Unless I'll be real interested, actually. There's two I'm really interested in seeing how they perform next year, and that's Cam Johnson and Dylan Windler. I just want to see who those guys are. And it'll be funny because both of those guys have, well, 4 and 5 years of college experience. But it'll go to show you that we may see something that's turning a little bit because shooting is so valued now in this game because of way people have to space and, you know, kick to corners, kick out a pick. You know, you can run pick and roll, but then, you know, find your shooters. That's what you do. And so I'll be interested to see them. But shooting is a commodity that, generally speaking, when I look at some of those names, they're not like big household names, but you, in your mind, you say, oh yeah, I remember Rodney Hood's performance in the playoffs. The guy was knocking down shots left and right. And I think that you can get somebody more easily there. What Elton did by getting the defender in the draft and shooting in free agency, I think was a wise move. And had he been able to get a Cam Johnson, maybe it would have been, maybe he would have done something different. I don't know. I mean, he says he had other people that he was targeting, but he made a really solid point of saying he saw names going off the board that he didn't anticipate going as high as they did. And that was why he had to make the move when he made the move to jump up to number 20. Oh, while I'm on the topic, maybe my favorite number 20. Oh, God, did I lose my number 20s? I'll tell you who it is, even though I don't have the list anymore. But was it Jameer Nelson? And he had a fine career. I remember feeling terrible for Jameer that night because here he was the, you know, National Player of the Year. He had played on an undefeated team. They had a really good run. I remember thinking this could be it. They could go to the Final Four. It didn't happen. But he sat in that green room for a long time. But he was number 20. So he and the Matisse Thybulle have that in common. Speaking of which, Charlie Brown signed a two-way deal, if I read this correctly, of St. Joe's with the Hawks. So he's now down there with Bembry. And also, Phil Booth went to Villanova's guy. Phil Booth went to the Cavs. And Eric Paschal went to Golden State. Yeah, so we got some nice young Philly guys going to some good places. But yes, I was happy for Charlie Brown didn't get drafted, but he will be playing with the Atlanta Hawks. And you know what's interesting? That's a Lloyd Pierce pickup, and I'm sure there is some kind of connection. Oh, of course it is. Billy Lang. So Lloyd probably calls and says, should I do sign this kid? And not that he played for Billy, but Billy certainly would have knowledge of the Hawks program and how they had performed this past year, because that's how he probably got the job. So, meaning being able to know that squad. Good for him. Congratulations. See, you don't always have to go in the draft. Actually, sometimes it can work out better because a team that is very interested in you now comes and knocks on your door, similar to the Sixers going to this kid, Chris Kumaji, and saying, you know, hey, we want to sign you to a deal to play on our summer league team. Not a bad way to go. Have a good first impression for a team that wants you. 610-632-0975. I feel good about this because I said, let me see. Last night there was a lot of the angry people with the way the draft went down. And maybe it's because Elton spoke, and he spoke again here on 97.5 with Tyrone. But maybe having heard Matisse this morning, Elton speaking, Elton explaining his plan, articulating what he has in store, maybe that's making people feel a little better and realizing that it is an unfinished product still in terms of making this roster for the 1920 season. 610-632-0975. Are you one of those people? Did the 24 hours help you and make you feel better about the situation? Or maybe you still don't like it. Or maybe you liked it from the beginning and you're glad that this is the way it went down. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Advertising by the law firm of Slater, Slater, Shulman, and Levy Baldante, Philadelphia, PA.
Attention church parishioners. If you or your children were abused by a member of the clergy, listen closely, as you may be entitled to financial compensation. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has agreed to set up a victim compensation fund to compensate victims of child sexual abuse. The fund also covers Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. You may file a claim now, even if the abuse happened decades ago. If you or loved ones suffered abuses from clergy members, including those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call the 100% confidential clergy abuse hotline at 800-785-8498. Our attorneys may be able to get you a cash award while you remain completely anonymous. But call now, as time is quickly running out, to file a claim. Call 800-785-8498 right now to learn if you are eligible to seek justice and compensation while remaining completely anonymous. Call 800-785-8498. That's 800-785-8498. 800-785-8498.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability? It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. For the first time ever, get 20% off MSRP on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models in dealer stock the longest. Class based on light-duty pickups on oldest 15% inventory of 2019 model year Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 6/4/19 while dealer stock lasts. Offer not available on lease offers or with any other manufacturer incentive offers. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 7/1/19. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, I'm Dan Namoro, owner of Farron Electric. We're a family business here to make sure your family's home is safely wired. From ceiling fan and chandelier installs to whole house surge protectors, Farron Electric has got you covered. Call to schedule an appointment for all of your mainline residential interior and exterior electrical work. Need an outlet installed? We got you. Looking for landscape lighting? We do that too. We promise fast, expert service, upfront pricing, and the best electrical service warranty in writing. Farron Electric, online at FARRYNElectric.com.
The Grand Mick Extreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
What do you call a truly great beer?
that's brewed with more taste. Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Don't miss your chance to buy the RV of your dreams during the Summer RV Super Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Choose from a variety of RV floor plans, colors, and sizes, all marked at incredible sizzling RV summer savings. Only at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall.
Sports Talk for Ben Salem and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I found another shooter that's a possibility because Phoenix has a whole lot of new blood, it seems, after the draft. And this guy is an unrestricted free agent in Troy Daniels. So in his last 2 years, early on in his career, he didn't see a lot of time and didn't play a lot of games. But in the last two with Phoenix, he... Just making sure... well, he shot 40% from three 2 years ago and 38 this year. He played 79 games last year and 51 this. But I like his size. He's 6'4", and he's out of Virginia Commonwealth University. But again, you know, those are good shooting numbers. We're looking to help Elton Brand fill out his roster. I'm scouring for unrestricted free agents who can shoot the ball. I think at the top of my list I have other guys, but I'm just looking to see who, wherever they were. Clearly, Phoenix got a lot of weapons last night. Now, maybe they'll go back for this, but I don't see it. Let's check in with Brian in Plymouth Meeting. Brian, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey.
Hello.
So, I do like Tybalt. And the only reason I can say that is because it was reported 3 weeks ago that the Sixers had given him a guarantee that they were going to draft him. So I actually went and did research on him.
You know what the funny part about that is? I mean, I have to see how that was written like that, because a lot of things have to fall into place for them to be able to make that happen.
But it's pretty standard to give... You know, the Bulls have done it a couple of times to give a guy a guarantee that you're not going to fall past, you know.
Oh, right.
In this case,
yeah.
It was 24.
Right,
and they
right.
said, and he stopped working out for teams afterwards. So people, you know, kind of called around and put together the pieces that the Sixers were the team that gave him that guarantee.
Yeah.
And it does seem, actually, it's not so much the Celtics. It seemed like they jumped to 20 to get ahead of the Thunder at 21, because the Thunder traded down immediately after the Sixers.
Yeah, and that was the one team that I was worried about.
Right. So, you know, it's that one's fine. I just don't think, you know, Elton presented very well today and said all the right things, but to me, the words don't really match the actions. I disagree with saying that, you know, second-round picks aren't going to... I agree that they're not going to contribute to a championship team this year, but it isn't just about this year. You're going to need low-cost contributors in future years, and there's no difference between the incomplete roster charge that you would have or a second-round rookie minimum contract. So, if you know, there's no...
Well,
there's no harm salary cap wise in just taking stabs at second round picks for whatever reason.
But first of all, you're saying then if you would give the second round pick years, you're signing him to years, because what he's going to be able to do in free agency is, you know, you could sign guys to shorter contracts.
Well,
even 1 year deals.
But it doesn't, to sell off the second round picks, that doesn't create any salary cap space for incoming free agents.
Yes, it gives him more money.
No, because there's an incomplete roster charge if you don't have any contract, which is the same as a rookie minimum. So that doesn't make sense.
The cash that he got last night, he can spend.
No, that cash is just bottom line cash that goes into...
His,
I asked the question in the meeting. I mean, in the press conference. I said, can that get tacked on to your current salary cap space? And the answer was yes.
So, go ahead. So you say you believe Elton has a plan.
Yes.
Do you think that plan is to stay, re-sign our own guys and stay above the cap, or to drop below it to sign outside free agents? Because it seems like he's kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth on that.
No, he's going to retain his guys, and then he...
Okay.
Yeah, so, no, he's definitely...
Okay, so then the saving the money is about staying under the apron. It's not about creating space to go out and sign outside guys, which is fine, but...
Well, maybe we're looking at it differently, but his point was he needs every dime he can get to try to go get multiple pieces to fill out his roster and to build his bench.
Oh, well, and that would be in regard to the Jonathan Simmons $1 million. Which,
and, yes, that was part of it.
But I don't, the money that they receive when they're selling off the second round picks, that's not added on to your cap. That's not how those work when you're selling off picks. That's just money that goes into the team account. You know, just like my season ticket money.
Okay.
That doesn't give them any additional, you know, money to go out. But so, I still want to be optimistic, and hopefully they do have a plan to bring all these guys back, and they've got kind of ideas of what that's going to cost along the line so that they'll have money to, to bring our own guys back, to get a solid bench, and to stay under the apron so they have flexibility to make moves during the season if need be.
I guess, Brian, my point is the money I spend on a second-round pick that I don't have to now spend, I can spend on a mature, proven guy that can make 1.6 or whatever, we pick the number, 2.7 for a Seth Curry. I'm not having to spend it on the guy I just picked. That's my point. So it's creating money in that way. All right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on whether you're going to sign a guy to a long-term deal or just the standard rookie minimum second-round contract.
Yeah.
And the difference there is that, you know, for example, with Bolden, we have him under contract at a number for 4 years. If you just
Correct.
Give a guy the rookie minimum, then he becomes like a restricted free agent after year two or something.
Correct.
Well, we'll see
how he does.
Cross our fingers.
Yeah.
See how free agency goes.
Yep. And I think it'll be a good work in progress. But you are committing to people. I guess you don't have to. You can make the second round picks. You know, Sam Hinkie was known for his four-year deals that he would make with the Jeremy Grants. I'm trying to think. KJ McDaniels wouldn't take it. Rocco took it. TJ McConnell took it. Now, those guys weren't drafted. But you can create whatever kind of deal you want with those guys as opposed to being locked in with your first-rounders. But by doing that, it's still taking money away from what he needs to spend with the free agents. So let's go to Dennis in Langhorne. Dennis, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy Friday here.
Yes, right? We always love Friday.
I know you're stuck in the office there, though. So
that's all right.
Yeah,
I had a nice walk earlier on a golf course.
Oh, golf! Yeah, you can never. Hopefully, you're hitting it straight, but at least it's Friday. But,
yes, it was a beautiful day.
Hey, D, so like, I think a lot of people yesterday after the second-round picks, they got pretty frustrated. I don't know if it's because of the Gabe Kapler with the Phillies and no one's happy on that end right now. But you got to think of it like this. They were a shot away from beating the Raptors, right? So to me, it's like, hey, like you sold a lot of your future assets to go get Jimmy and Tobias. You played 15 total games together as a starting five, yep, as a unit, and you almost beat a team that's been going at it like the Raptors for a couple of years that has some chemistry. And
all right, I'll give you that, but I'm going to tell you the chemistry. Kawhi was new, Gasol was new, but you're right; the other guys were.
But savvy veterans that you could put in your place, which we're going to go into right now, because those four second-round picks, or three yesterday, for the people that think they would come in this year
and contribute, it's just not true.
It's just not true.
Yeah. Right?
Those Siakams are guys that take 3 years down the line, which he did, to develop, right?
Absolutely.
But Helen Brand's here to go in and win now. I mean, and you look at the cap space, you look at the free agency, obviously Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant aren't there anymore, which, you know, changes the game a little bit. But for me, it's like, hey, if Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant aren't there now, it's like, hey, let's go win now. This is our time to go win that championship, because those two players are one of the best in NBA.
Absolutely. By the way, I just saw something a short while ago. Now, again, it's coming from, you know, the Brooklyn area, but that KD is very much in play. They're in play with KD. I don't know if that's true, but
he should be, because of the general manager in Golden State, and to let a guy like that play, and that asset that you have in Kevin Durant.
You think that kind of messed up the relationship?
I think so, because like, this is his free agency year, so he should have the option to go where he wants, and no matter what anyone says, and to bring him back knowing that he's not 100% and he is a future, too, is kind of like a disrespect. But you know what? His agent should have been devised as well. But on that end, I really wanted to talk about the Sixers, because these second-round picks, they're going to fill those up with guys that are veterans that are going to come here for 1 or 2 years.
Absolutely.
That are trying to win a championship today.
Yep, that have experience.
And Ellen Brand fixed those assets with those second-round picks for the future, that he can go back in and go dabble at after he gets some of these veterans that want to go win now.
Right.
And being a third in place in the East and winning 50 wins back-to-back and having a crowd. I'm a season ticket holder down there, 107, and I'm there every night. And seeing that crowd and that atmosphere down there, if I'm a player, like, who wouldn't want to play for that? Not to mention you have Carson Wentz here. The Eagles are winning. It's a city where we're passionate about it. We all pay the money to go see the games.
It's true.
Allen Iverson was here. So free agency with Elton Brand, that's been around the block, that's a player's kind of general manager, that's been in the NBA, been there and done it, I think more players are going to want to play here.
You know what, Dennis? I appreciate I appreciate your thoughts, and I just thought of something. I remember Jim Valvano would have a room where he would play, like it was a surround room, to recruits. That's what they should do with free agents, like play what it's like to be in the Wells Fargo Center in a playoff atmosphere with those fans, and put the free agent in that room. That would be cool. 610-632-0975. Lee and Tom, you're up next on the other side. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My portfolio's diversified. My 401k is maxed. But my savings account just sat there until I switched to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Now my interest rate is flying high like it's premium economy. With 6 extra inches of leg room, I'm stretching out my money. I'm earning more than peanuts, signature snack mix actually. I've got a better savings account, feels like I got upgraded for free. Thanks to Marcus, now I'm getting ahead.
Now ready to earn more.
My savings is flying first class. Wheels up and ready to soar.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Sign up in minutes at Marcus.com and start earning 4 times the national average.
National average data provided by Informa, and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up this spring at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar of events. On Saturday, June 22nd, come out for Creekside's breast cancer benefit. It'll be a great night full of fun for a great cause, with raffles, a 50-50, giveaways, and more. Don't forget, if you're having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar featuring the top brands of liquor, domestic, imported, and specialty bottled beers, with VIP bottle service always available. Starting this month, you can start your night off right and come down to Creekside Cabaret's brand new extended happier hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday for great fun and great drink specials. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Attention,
If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use. The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings,
ooh,
like federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get rebates up to $1,500 or special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
Don't miss your chance to buy the RV of your dreams during the Summer RV Super Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Choose from a variety of RV floor plans, colors, and sizes, all marked in incredible sizzling RV summer savings. Only at the Gloucester Premium Outlet Mall.
97.5 The Fanatic. We are What's Happening Now.
FanFest is not that far away. Saturday, August 24th, it'll take place at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. Here's what you can look forward to. All of the Fanatic hosts will be on site, as will Sal Pal, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, and Mark Zumoff. Bikini Beach is back. It's a tropical oasis built in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot. It's created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Plus, this year, there will be a very special feature added to the beach. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, courtesy of Image Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by one exit mobile escape rooms for a great team building experience like no other. Visit oneexitmobileescaperoom.com. There will be a golf simulator from Linfield National, Golf 364, with a closest to the pin contest. One lucky winner will win a football trip for two to the away game between the Eagles and the Dolphins. They will go with Anthony Gargano. It will include flight, hotel, a cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets, all courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. Plus, we are giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And a special thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com, and DHY Motorsports. Make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. Let's go to Tom in Deptford. Tom, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, Dawn. I was a guy who was really upset last night. And you know what? I'm still, you know, I'm looking at this, and it's still just, it burns me up when the fact is, so basically you're telling me that you gave up five picks, that this guy is that good, that you gave up five for one, basically. Because you could talk to me all day long about a 57, 58, 59 pick. I mean, you're lucky if you even see the roster. So you think this highly of this guy, that that's basically what you thought. Now, I know you're going to say that, you know, this is for our free agents and that we need to create as much. But you had to come away with another player last night. You just had to.
I disagree, but that's okay.
But Dave, what are you going to do? You got four players right now that technically are on your roster.
You have six.
Six. All right, so we're good. At some point, you got to get another player who can play, you know, someone for the future here. We can't. All right, I know we're thinking now. I understand that. But you also got to grow. You can't continuously keep getting hosed on these picks. Last year, you gave away two guys. Because I'm sorry, you should have took Bridges. You're looking at it, you should have had Bridges. That was a bad move. Because I don't think this guy's, your Smith's going to be, you know, a good pro.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he had a tough start to his pro career by injury and also an allergic reaction. So give the kid a chance to see what he can do next year. I would disagree on, I mean, that it was five for one. It was two to get up to a place where they thought this kid would go. And then the rest of them, they made the decision to keep their cap space because they would prefer seasoned guys over projects that you get in the second round. That's what they did.
But, Dave, let me ask you something.
Yes.
If the guy falls and now you still have your picks, what? I don't understand that. Like, let's say they were able to get their guy without giving away their couple picks. So what are you telling me now? Then you wouldn't have been able to sign a couple of these guys? Like, what I'm saying to you is, what, did he have another plan? He didn't even say, like...
No, he did. He had other people on his radar, but this guy, at that point, they were close to where they were, and whether it was Oklahoma City or the fear of Boston, because those were the three picks in front of them, they knew they had to go up to get him, and that's what they thought the right price was.
Right.
It was instead of making it like, oh, I hope he's still there. He was still there at 20. He picks up the phone. He says, I'll part with my 24 and 33. You give me your 20 and goodbye. And that's what they did. It was his choice to do it.
No, I understand that. But did he have an alternative? It seems to me that he didn't have another alternative player. Like, in other words, this guy was that high that you were going to just sacrifice everything and give it up. Like, was there another guy there that he could have probably said, okay, if we don't get, we got this guy, and then we could keep our other picks and we could try to work that out a little bit too and maybe get another player. He completely said to me, I want this guy so bad, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to give up the rest of the draft, not even look for the future, and just get this guy, and that's it.
All right, Tom, you're obviously not going to ever see it differently than how you see it. But if this guy at 20 turns out to be a very key part of their future, and in particular, part of their rotation next year, with an identified NBA skill of being an elite defender, a perimeter defender, then he got what he was looking for. He targeted him. He liked him. He thinks he's the right fit for his team. And then the rest of it became because he does not want the guy in the draft. He'd rather pay a free agent that similar kind of money, who has some experience and fill holes like shooting. And I gave a good list of the shooters who are available, unrestricted free agents with some experience, and there's a list that's a good list. Let him build the roster. If you still have a problem after he has built the roster, then go back and we'll talk about it. But you clearly don't, instead of having developing guys with second round picks, he'd rather go spend his money in this way. It's not, one is not better than the other. This just is the right way for him with his current team in trying to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and hopefully to the finals next year. Let's go to Lee in Delaware. Lee, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, what's going on, D? How you doing?
How are you? I'm all right.
I called because I heard a couple callers ago who just wasn't understanding what you meant by Elton being able to use the money.
Yeah, I know.
And probably a while back, I remember just like digging, just looking to see what is cash consideration, because it started helping happening more and more and more.
Right.
Apparently, what it is it's a trade exception.
Yes.
So basically, every year, this year, I think it's almost $4 million trade exception that each team is allowed to use with that cash consideration.
Correct.
Which the Sixers, because they haven't used it yet, they still have the full exception to use in a trade.
Yep.
So essentially, the Sixers can trade a player even over the cap, as long as that player fits within that like $4 million, like 3.9 or something is what it is. They could trade four players.
So yes.
Elton, he could also trade a player that's only making like $3 million now and go get a player that's making $7 million, because now you put that player and the exception together and you can go get a guy making $7 million.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever.
Right, exactly. So, he was trying to give himself the best scenario money-wise that he could do in the free agent market.
Yeah, and then just, you know, since I'm on, you know, just to talk about the player, man, like this guy, and I haven't watched him a lot, but just looking at, you know, some of the highlights, going back and checking him out, like athletically, man, he is gifted.
He is.
And a lot of people talk about his offensive game. Like, he doesn't have great ball handling ability. He's not going to be somebody that's going to run your offense through. But the one thing that I noticed is he doesn't hesitate to shoot the three.
No, he pulls it up.
He shoots it at a high point, and he pulls it up. The ball barely touches his palm.
It's true.
So this dude, he shot almost five a game. So he's not afraid to shoot.
No, he said he actually feels like it's a natural part of his game that he didn't. That didn't show as much last year because they sacrificed to be a better team, which they were, and they won the 27 games. So
exactly. When I look at what Elton and those guys got in this draft, honestly, he's more of a pure, you know, 3-and-D guy than even what Zaire Smith was coming out last year. That guy, it's just the way he moves. I love the way he moves. I love his intensity. And I think those two kids battling it out, and especially this year, if we bring everybody back, I think the pressure to win will be in the regular season will be a little easier.
I appreciate the call, Lee. A little easier, maybe. We'll see who's in the East when all is said and done in free agency. Patrick, Chuck, Vinny, you guys are on the other side. So is Joe Torti for the crossover hour. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.